Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the handiworks of God. In the church world, the move of the Holy Spirit has been greatly ignored. There are many times people don't expect His best. But every unction from the Holy Spirit is noticeable. And it's not, people have treated the unction of the Holy Spirit as something to help get us out of trouble. If our lives are in pain, then that's when many people choose to seek the Lord. But when things are going their way, not so much. The best time to seek the Lord is when things are going your way, when there are no obvious problems. We are under attack. This is a spiritual warfare. And in the previous two broadcasts, I talked about how the Lord had me talking about the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, how He thinks of everything. When the Lord reveals something to us, He has a plan against the darkness He sees. He has a plan to build you up. He has a plan of direction to make you stronger. When it comes to the work that you do, His wisdom can't be exceeded. When we obey Him and go forward, the Lord even has people lined up to help you. Now, they can't be introduced until there's obedience first. And I've seen this many times. The Lord, He asks people when there's a foundation of faith. Now, some of the people He want to add to your work, they cannot be, He's not going to add them. In most cases, He won't do it until faithfulness, until we are certain to obey God. Then He'll add them, because our God builds on faithfulness. He's foundational. And the people that He's going to introduce to help you, He wants to build on a solid foundation. Now, what if you're here in Alabama, wonderful state, you started to work, and you've not been double-minded, you've been single-minded, your eyes been fixed on the Lord and you've been obeying Him. But there's a couple in Chicago, and the Lord knows if He attached them to your ministry, it's going to multiply. And then they'll have to leave their home and sell their house. All the doors will be open for them to do it. They'll relocate, get better jobs here. And once they come, and when people get complacent, they think they can master it instead of the Holy Spirit, and they begin to be double-minded. Now, it put that couple in a situation. The Lord transplanted them here, and then people start backpedaling, and the foundation starts getting weak. But they're motivated to do God's work, and that puts God in an awkward position. So you see the importance of foundation. Once there's a foundation laid, then God can move. He sees everything. And there's wisdom in all of His words. When Jesus addressed the seven churches in Revelation, He spoke to the seven angels. Now, they were in charge of the work. He didn't speak to the whole. He addressed the officer that was in charge, the angel of the church. And it was his responsibility to guide the church and repent where they were supposed to repent, and overcome that darkness so that they don't get overcome, and stop Satan's works and continue the work of God. And the people were supposed to follow the guidance of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. That's the way it works. Now, think about it personally. When the Holy Spirit guides you, he filled the position that Jesus held. When Jesus was on the earth, he sent a comforter to comfort us in life, to guide us. We are responsible to do the work, but he's showing us what to do because the work of God is by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord thinks of all things, not just a few things. What we see, we're gauging it by what we're used to. We're measuring God's word the way we're used to things. It's according to what we've seen in the past. If nobody did an extravagant work, we don't expect an extravagant work. Unless you continue to go into the presence of God. Along the way, he'll give you wisdom, insight, and visions, and dreams. And he'll help you understand the way to go. Now, when I followed his guidance, sometimes I didn't see what he saw, but I did it because I trusted him. Because I knew I didn't know what to do, and his track record was better than mine. And that's the way I saw it. But as I observed what he had me doing, it made sense. And I talked yesterday about how I had all this. The Lord gave me great revelation, a lot of it. A lot of it. And I didn't have a vehicle to release it. And I became frustrated. I was zealous for the Lord. I saw needs and I had answers, and I didn't have a vehicle to give it, to get it out there to him. I'm not talking about a car. I'm talking about a place that I can minister to people. And there were a few times the Lord would give me a message for specific churches that I went to. And most of the time, even if I did minister the message, I didn't have enough time. I would have 15 or 20 minutes, and you know, that's it. I learned to be a sprint preacher. Because my strategy was to give people information so that they could overcome in life. It wasn't about being smart or, you know, trying to be preeminent. Sometimes people use their ministry for a platform just to show off. And I hate stuff like that. I hated it. I wouldn't do it. And it's ugly because the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is too... It deserves better. We need to honor God. And if he grace us to speak a good word that will help people, we need to honor him. And not try to use it to get money and use it to get fame and fortune. And Jesus said, freely you receive, freely give. You know, I see people all the time. They'll give you a tidbit. And then they'll advertise their book, and then they'll give you the rest. I believe, while people are interested and hungry, let's feed them the word of God. You know, Jesus put it plain. You can't serve God and money. People do this I've seen all kinds of gimmicks, and they don't have to do that. I don't believe they have to do it. If you love God, then you'll do what you need to do. He'll bless you. The grace is sufficient. If he grace you, if I can get the word of God to the people, they can live and build their lives. And there are rewards for obedience. But how are you going to be rewarded and you didn't finish? I'm pointing out now that the Lord thinks of all things. A plan against all this evil that you don't see is in his instruction. And see, the same people that would give you trouble, they're not going to be able to give you trouble because you're going to give them the word. And they're going to be an asset to you. Your children are gifts of God to be an asset to your life. To an extension of God's will through you. One psalm said it equated children as arrows. Arrows are weapons against darkness. And you raise them, you put your heart in them, you minister God's word, you show them what to watch out for, all the dangers of this life, so that they'll be savvy. And then you launch them in the world. And they will do some awesome things for God. But lazy people won't teach their children. Lazy people, they let them raise themselves. Laziness is a death. Now, if you don't give a child the word of God, you can't expect too much out of them. And then a lot of parents nowadays won't even take their children to church. I knew a man that had a thriving business. He had a cleaners in the Woodlawn area. And the men used to take their families to church. Now, the World War II soldiers were the most sober people in the world. People who survived World War II, the parents of the baby boomers, they took God very serious because they saw death and destruction and they believed God's word. When I used to go to church with my daddy, you saw men, women, and children. And in Utah, Alabama, there, a lot of them were farmers and they had large families. So the man was there, his wife was there, and all 8 or all 10 of his children were there. A small family had two to four children. And most of them had 10, 8 to 10 children. And even their adult children would bring their children. I saw families going to church to learn of God. And after church, they talk about the word. Because I'd be playing with the children, and you could hear grown people talking, and they'll be talking about the wisdom of God. But I didn't pay attention because I was a child. You have to sit children down and show them things. And then my mother did. My daddy just preached the word. He didn't sit me down and talk. But his parents were killed when he was 5. Both of his parents were murdered on the same day, and he saw it. He was raised by grandparents, and he used to work the fields. And he finished high school, but he worked a lot. He didn't have the structure. When his parents were murdered, I put it this way, when we bear fruit after our kind, if you teach your children, then your children will see the value and they'll teach their children. Now he didn't talk much unless he was preaching. And I learned a lot from his lifestyle by what he did and how he served God. I saw him studying in his study room with his lamp. And he'd be writing. I couldn't read his writing, but his heart was in the word of God. I remember when he went to seminary school and finished. What I'm saying is, you must honor God. And when we do honor God and do it his way, there's no pride to fulfill. There's no preeminence. And if people seem to be greater, and there will be some people are going to get it right, they're going to minister under the anointing. And my experience was, if I saw that, every time I saw people ministering under the anointing, in the days that I was coming up, most pastors got nervous. And if they did too good a job, they didn't have them back. And I hate saying stuff like that, but it's real. John ran into it. Diotrephes didn't want John to come to the church because he loved preeminence. He didn't want John there. He didn't want the other apostles there either. He wanted to be the one in charge. And a lot of people have that problem. And it grieves the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot and will not rest on a ministry that's like that. If you welcome the Holy Spirit, you'll see a mighty move of God. And there will be people that will minister in greater ways than you can. They'll do a part that you can't. Because when people mature in the Lord, that's what happens. And the younger people will do a wonderful job because they've been hearing the word all their life. They can operate in faith faster than people that were pioneers because they were raised in it. Even your own children, if they become mature in the Lord, they're going to do greater works than you do. If they're lazy and won't do it, then no, they won't. And that's just if my children don't do better than me, I'm going to be sad about it. I want them to be able to do great, great works as well. I want them to do much greater works than me. If my son do a greater job than I'm doing now when he's my age, I've done my job. So it is with the church. If the younger generation takes the ball, if they take the baton and take it further and faster than we did our job. Jesus said, "He that believe will do greater works than me." And he is Jesus. How far will you take it? How will you honor the Holy Spirit? When we honor the Holy Spirit, his counsel is perfect. The way I know God, he thinks of all things. There's even a plan for you to receive more vision. Watch this. Without pride, God's going to do a mighty work in you. And the way he do it and the methods he use and the way he introduce his wisdom and the guidance he gives, you'll have understanding against preeminence and pride, the things that choke ministries. The things that cause ministries to drift into rebellion. The Lord showed me a lot of things over the years. And I'm seeing them now. And sometimes he told me how he was going to handle different problems that existed, that I saw and knew of. But nobody was there to tell me all the things I'm saying now. It took me years to understand these things. And now I'm telling you in moments. And I had all this wisdom, but the Lord didn't give me a way to release it. Because he wants the people that will love him to have it. The Lord is guiding people to this website. And I have instruction. I let people know about it on the radio. But the people that he's going to guide people to this, to the website to hear these things, because he wants his people who love him to know it first. So God loves us, and we have to take him at his word. Now, people that's in forms of rebellion, the Lord, he's not going to teach them these things, and in fact, they won't even listen to it because they are proud. Proud people don't look down, they look up. They look within. They look at things that'll make them look good. They're not going to go and study and do it right. Some preachers have gotten in the pride so much they get their messages off the internet. They won't even go in prayer anymore. They look at that as labor. You know, the way people treat the Holy Spirit is the way that they turn out in life. The way people treat the Holy Spirit, that's the way that their life is going to turn out. It's going to be just as ugly as they treat him. But if they honor God, then the enemy is going to try to make them look bad. The enemy is going to try to work against them. But they have the wisdom of God. And because they're wise, they trust him and they obey him. And they do works that last. They become foundational just like God is foundational. And their works are alive. They are alive to God. And God is going to mightily move in their lives and help them. And they're going to see things like nobody's ever seen. And they're going to receive greater revelation. And the people that disqualify them are wrong. And they're going to do the mighty work. And the Lord's going to do it in a way that he's going to use them to reach many. He's going to do that. That ministry is going to be organized in a way that can't fall. And the Lord's going to supply them with the best help. People that are foundational, people that he's been working with. And this work, the works that they do won't be traditional. They will be, they're going to be right. Everything that God does is going to be right. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's going to continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.